Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Seth, make some music. Make some music in the background. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Our hotkeys are not working. That is not a good sign.
No, not.
But it is a good sign that we've got Melissa, Seth, with you, and myself, of course, and our great friend, Mr. Paul Trompe from the Weather Eye Weather Center, joining us. Good morning, Paul. Paul, you there?
Oh, there we go.
Hey, let's try this again. Mr. Paul Trombley joining us right now. Paul, you there?
Yes, good.
Hey, all right. There you are. Okay, the phones are working. Thank you, God. All right, that's awesome. Paul, we don't even need a forecast. We just needed to make sure the phones are working. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a great job, Jokey.
That's right. Test is done.
Thank you so much, Paul. Yeah. We appreciate you. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Yeah, still looking at quiet weather conditions here, and still some clouds this morning, and then we'll get into some sunshine as we get more into midday afternoon, that making a return to our area. Mid-30s for highs, southwest wind, 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, about 24, then 46 Thursday, sunshine, southwest winds 10 to 15. 29 for the low Thursday night, increasing clouds Friday, 44. And then cloudy Friday night, about 32 with some light rain showers looking to develop, maybe a little mixed precip in some spots early morning Saturday. Otherwise, just some light rain showers Saturday, cloudy and 40, and then lingering clouds into Saturday night, down to 30. Clouds, some partial sun Sunday, and then some lower 40s, highs still hanging right around 40 with partly sunny skies Monday and Tuesday next week. So, still looking at some of these warm temps to persist right through the end of next week there for us.
Seems like it's going to be a warm Christmas this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's pointing that way, and a brown one as well.
oh, no.
Yeah. It is looking more and more that way, doesn't it? But, you know, we'll make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking at our stats here for Wisconsin Rapids, and 76% from 1991 to 2020, 76% of the Christmas is white. And this probably fall in that 24% Christmases this year. So,
interesting. Yeah. That is a fascinating stat, Paul. I think a lot of us would guess that have lived in this area for a while and everything. But I wouldn't have. That really brings it home. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I'm glad you looked that up. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Three out of four are white, but not this year.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Very interesting. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate you. Best in the business. You have a great day.
You bet. You too.
We appreciate our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Good.
I thought that was pretty good. So, guys, are we going to add I'll have a brown Christmas without you?
There you go.
To our holiday album? What do you think? What do you think?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yes, we are going to do that.
Yeah. I'm practicing. Yes.
All right.
Yep, you gotta really lower the jaw when you're doing it. You really do.
Melissa can do the over the top there.
No, that's your part, Seth.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
Apologize for the issue with the sound and not having our music and everything, everyone.
Yeah.
just to let you guys do, we love to break the fourth wall around here, let you look behind the curtain and everything.
Every single day.
Yep. We've got a real changeover going with our computers and our systems and our logs and everything that you hear on the radio, the way that is going to be pushed out to all of you out there.
Right.
Sent into the
good way of putting
ether
it,
and everything. Mm-hmm. So the way we do that is changing behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys aren't going to – the only thing you guys are going to notice is that things are going to be timed a lot better. I think the sound quality is going to be really good too. Not that it hasn't been already.
Mm-hmm.
But so really this is all working as everything we do here at Civic Media to be better for you guys and for our sound to be better for you guys and be more on point and everything. But there are, growing pains that happen with that.
Little switchover things,
I couldn't tell him beforehand, but the reason I brought Seth in today was strictly to do beatboxing in the background. See? He can do it. A lot of people didn't see that coming. Seth didn't know Seth had that. Melissa's going to give me some percussion in the background.
Yeah.
So we will still have music and sound for you today. And this is my luck, you two. I wanted to start our show with an audio snippet.
Of course you did.
It's hilarious. I'm going to have to save this story, though. I'm going to have to save this and see, because you can't do it without the audio. I have to have the audio for it, of course. So I will improv and switch gears here. We'll go with something else. This is kind of interesting, too. People love it when you go all out for Christmas and cover your house in lights. One of our favorite things to do this time of year, especially in the Midwest, drive around town looking at holiday light displays. Well, then there's displays you don't even have to leave your house because it's so bright. Like, right. wherever you are in that town, you can see this display. And that's the case for a couple in New York State named Tim and Grace Gay. They hold the record for the most Christmas lights on a residential property.
Oh, boy.
Back in 2012, they put up over 346,000 lights.
Okay.
Then they beat their own record in 2014 with 600,000 lights.
Whoa.
Thousands of people visit their house every December in Largerville, New York, just outside of Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
I always want to put a U in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a fun name. Poughkeepsie's a really fun name.
Yeah. Yes.
Not as fun as Sheboygan, but it's fun.
Close second.
They use it as a fundraiser for local charities, and they've raised they've raised close to $700,000, so almost as much money as the lights that they have put up, they have raised.
Wow. Cool.
But now
it's their electric bill.
Yeah.
But now they're dealing with a growing distaste among their neighbors who are sick of it. The lights are very bright. There's an endless line of cars, and they blast music through their big speakers.
I suppose.
That last part.
Neighbors.
I might have been able to go with them until that last part.
The loud music.
Guy named Edward Cachet compared it to running a Legoland out of your property for 40 days a year.
Ooh, 40 days?
I didn't know that part, too. He ran for a seat on the town board last year just to make the city rein in the display, but he lost with 15%. He only got 15% of the vote, and this was the main thing he was campaigning on.
So apparently it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Probably just for those, six neighbors?
Yeah, probably.
That's the thing, yeah. This year's display is even bigger than ever and should set another record. They say it includes over 72,000 lights, 1,700 strobes, and a playlist with 255 songs. They open the day after Thanksgiving, and it runs through December 28th.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Tim and Grace don't plan to do it forever. They say they'll stop once they hit a grand total of $1 million in donations.
Okay. Oh, well, they might be doing that soon.
Yeah.
They might hit that very closely.
This is a tough one, because I think without the charity work, I think a lot of us would kind of be like, all right, tone it down a little bit and that kind of thing. World records aren't really a big enough deal to do to... Yeah, even upsetting one group of neighbors, I would think is not worth it, even for a world record. But you put the charity angle on it, man, that's pretty hard to argue with.
It is, it is. And think about the press and stuff that they're getting, the whole community because of this too. I mean, there's that as well. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like, and this is easy for me to say because I don't live in this neighborhood and I've never been around this, but I did grow up in the city. And there is never a quiet moment in the city. There's always noise. There's always something. And you just learn to live with it. And I kind of feel like because of the charity angle of this, I'd like to see one of the, because I'm guessing they've got more than just one neighbor. I'd like to hear from all of the neighbors. How do they all feel about this?
And
I'd almost, if I was them at this point, because they've raised so much already. All right, this year is this year. But for next year, I'd ask my neighbors. Like, I'd take a vote. And if it's 6-4, something like that, go ahead and do it again, even if it's something like that. But if it's like 10-1, or something, and everybody's asking you, hey, please stop.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. What I would do is, okay, then what is your idea? How are we going to raise money for these charities? Yeah. What could we do that will raise just as much attention? And because that's what this should be. But that's where I would be putting the focus.
I think that's a great idea. Absolutely.
And maybe
yeah.
it should move to a location in town, like downtown in a park or something like that.
Get everyone involved. Yeah.
Another recommendation I have is there's a house in La Crosse that every year puts up a really cool light display. And it's just, in their small house and yard on the main drag in La Crosse, but they have music playing on a radio frequency, that you tune in on your car when you're driving by, and the beats of the lights go with what's playing on that station that they broadcast from.
It's kind of cool.
It is.
So why couldn't they do that instead of blaring it through speakers?
Yeah, exactly.
That you tune in your own car versus roll your window down in the freezing temperatures and listen to our blaring music.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I love the idea of putting it in town, in the middle of town or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be very cool. We actually have a house in Rapids that does that, too, actually. There's the lights and the music together with a radio. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Melissa, yeah, with a radio frequency, so they're not blaring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our nonprofits need every penny they get. And I can't imagine how much the nonprofits in that area count on this, you know, thing every year. So I'm okay with them, you know, the neighbors complaining, anybody else, all that stuff. And but you got to come back with, this is how we're going to fix it, though. This is how, or this is how. I'm really tired of this portion of society that just barks and barks and barks, but has no solutions. Mm-hmm. They just want to complain. All right, well. Then just stay being a 7-year-old. Then, let the rest of us adults try to run this world.
Yeah, right.
Because that is not helping anybody. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're doing this and you're coming out against people that, you know, just everyday citizens trying to raise money for local charities.
Mm-hmm.
If you want them to stop doing this, sure. How are we going to fix that? You know, make that money up.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to make that up?
How are you going to make it up? Right.
We will take a break. We will come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Hopefully, we'll see. We'll see if the hockey's work. We might have to do some get your Christmas or your birthday music ready, everybody.
Oh,
whatever it is.
I got one.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if we can afford the birthday song though. Isn't that in public?
No, that's
domain?
In public domain now.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah. All right. Coming up, morning show WFHR a cappella version of the birthday song coming up on the morning show. it worked.
And we're back.
Yeah. You heard the man, Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran.
That's right.
It's birthday time, everybody. We got to do some celebrating. Before we do, I got to send a shout out to my buddy here. Nice work there, Seth. figured out a way for us to get our bumpers in there and everything. Nicely done, my man. Nicely done. Let's do some celebrating. It's time to celebrate with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there when they are open again. They are not open, of course, today.
It's Wednesday, yeah.
You could drive by and wave at the building if you want, but it might be better uses of your time.
Not as tasty, though. Not really as tasty.
They will be back open tomorrow, so get on over there, especially if you're celebrating a birthday. Let them know you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Seth, is there anything better than free pie?
Nothing.
Yes.
Not a thing. Nothing. Ever.
Ever.
Never, ever.
Nothing in human history.
Nothing.
Nothing. We got to get to our... we have to cover our local birthdays here. I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
Two today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's cousin.
Oh, happy birthday.
Judy Bakken.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Judy.
Yeah.
Judy grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids. She currently lives in Appleton.
Very nice.
That's in a shout
happy
out to
happy birthday to her,
Judy.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day, Judy. Hope it's a great one.
Judy, Judy, Judy. Oh.
It's a great day. Happy birthday to Dan Collins.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan's a great guy. Dan, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Ann Stainbrook.
Ooh, Ann. Happy birthday.
I love that name. That's a great name.
Yeah.
I believe we've had Ann's name a number of years in a row here. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. I don't think Ann's qualified before.
Oh, good. Well, there we go.
Congratulations, Ann. You're our qualifier.
Very good.
I have another one to throw out there.
Yes, yes.
I have a very, very happy birthday to Daenerys Rowan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Daenerys. Have a great day, Danny.
Enjoy your day, Danny. Hope it's a great one. Danny's awesome. She's wonderful. Great, great human being.
Very cool. Great.
That imagination on that kid. She has got quite the imagination. She is really something. What a name. God, I love that name.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a beautiful name. I love when the shortening of a name is just as cool and pretty as the original
name. As the actual name, yeah.
I think it's just she's such a Danny. It fits her so good. Enjoy your day, Danny. Hope it's a great one for you. We all want to look at who Danny and Dan and Ann and Judy all have birthdays in common with. Let's
yes.
see. Who are their signs? Who are they also? They have the same sign as them and stuff. Mm-hmm. We first up on the list, and understandably, Taylor Swift is 34 today.
There 34. She has been in the music business for 20 years.
Yeah.
And she's 34. Wow.
As Seth was touching on the Sunrise Show, got her start at 14 writing songs.
Mm-hmm. Professionally writing songs at 14.
Professionally writing songs and being an actual songwriter at the age of 14. I've rambled before about how impressive I think it is of her re-recording her music so mm-hmm. that she can own the originals and the yep. rights of these and everything. I hope every artist does something similar and takes the lead on that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need us to ramble about how big her and her Eras tour is and everything.
Oh, right.
But I think it's noteworthy because I don't know, and not to speak for you, Melissa, but I don't know that any of the three of us are big Taylor Swift fans. But even we get it. Mm-hmm. Even we understand how big this young lady is and what she's done is how impressive it is. I keep wanting to say young lady about her because she's been around so long. She's 34.
Right? It's not like she's... Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody else surprised by that? I don't know why, but I was a little surprised by it. I don't know what age I thought she was, but I didn't think she was 34.
Yeah. It seems like she's been around for so long. You know, it just... But you're right. So, oh, yeah. She's 34 now. Yeah. That's really cool.
Well, I have a lot of respect for her with how she is running her business, the fact that she re-recorded her music mm-hmm. so that she owns the rights to it, and she's doing good things. You know, she just donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Fund for the tornadoes they had down
there.
Oh,
wow. Awesome.
She has continued to do quite a bit of good work in that regard. Yeah, mm-hmm.
No kidding.
She shares her birthday with another singer. Amy Lee is 42. Evanescence, lead singer. Lead singer, songwriter. Yeah,
she's got pipes.
Ooh, does she? Yeah, yeah. Yes. I didn't see them live. I was I was at another concert and they were performing right next door.
Oh,
and you could hear her through the building.
Oh my God,
like, she is.
I believe it.
She's incredible. That mm-hmm. woman. I don't know a whole lot about their band or anything like that, but yeah, she's impressive. Tom DeLonge is 48, Blink 182 guitarist and singer.
And weirdo.
Yeah. Right now, Tom is out there trying to find UFOs.
Yep, that's
good
what
luck,
he's doing.
Tom.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck, Tom. Although, I think they just did a tour, so I don't know actually if he's
touring.
They just touring.
Started. Yeah, I think they...
Yeah, they're touring right now.
They reformed recently, I think is what it was. Yeah.
There's an interesting thing that happens when you graduate high school. Those early years out of high school, when you lose track of music, you know? Right. It seems to happen yes. to everybody, where those first couple of mm-hmm. years, and that's when like Blink-182
yep.
and a lot of those bands came out for me. I just graduated, and then those bands got really big.
Yep.
So that, I'm not familiar with a lot of that music, but that's one of those bands that I know.
Yes.
Because of how big they got.
They were very popular. Yeah.
I don't know if they were the biggest of those bands, but they sure seemed like it.
They were close.
Maybe Sum 41, maybe some of that, but they yeah. had the most hits, it seemed like, you know?
Wow.
I know. I'm going to... Good Charlotte. Oh, a little Good Charlotte for you.
Oh! Like,
I'll just keep throwing names out there.
Stop
man.
It.
Jamie Foxx is 56.
Oh, he's looking good.
Yeah, yeah. On this here, they say Beat Shazam and Electro. Like, those are the references they give to Jamie Foxx. He's an Oscar winner for playing Ray Charles.
Charles, that's what they put on there?
That's pathetic. That's pathetic.
Playing Electro.
These Wise Brothers, I don't know who's... They are
sometimes,
not very wise most days.
No.
I don't know. Jamie Foxx, incredible actor.
Mm-hmm.
Gone through some health issues recently and seems to be on the mend. Let's see here. Rex and Bob Ryan are 61. The twins of former NFL coaches, of course.
Sons of Buddy.
Yes.
Buddy Ryan, the coach. And
arguably the greatest defensive coach of all time. I am a little biased.
Well, and you would know that if you asked him, because he'd tell you
yes,
that he was the greatest defensive coach of all time.
Still the only time, I believe, in Super Bowl history that they that when the Bears won the Super Bowl, that they didn't just pick up Mike Ditka. They picked up Buddy Ryan, too.
Yes. I don't think Ditka was happy about that.
No, he wasn't. You can tell in the photos he wasn't because of the ego on that guy. They were both fired by the Buffalo Bills in 2016. That's interesting. let's see here. Morris Day is 66, baby.
Ooh, and the time.
One of the funkiest people of all time. The pun intended. The bird, Jungle Love, plenty of things with the time and solo career and everything.
One of the discoveries of Prince.
Yes. Yep. We were talking about this yesterday with Sheila E.'s birthday.
Right.
Prince has this long list of at least 10 to 15 people that he discovered,
yep.
helped get a record deal, helped mm-hmm. get a break. I find that to be my favorite part of his career.
Very cool, yeah.
As we look at back at his career more and more. I loved his music. I think underrated guitar player, mm-hmm. Maybe the biggest underrated guitar player of all time.
It could be, yeah. But
I love that he was all about other artists and helping other artists get mm-hmm. a break. And when Prince featured you in a song, he took a back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I don't know any other artist I can think of like that, mm-hmm. that did with that kind of talent and stature that did that kind of thing. Morris Day, awesome. Awesome actor, too. I don't know if he's a good actor, but he's an awesome actor. That man gives
entertaining,
everything.
Man. Yes. Entertaining.
Morris Day, I don't believe that even if nobody's around, it's a different Morris Day. Mm-hmm. I think he's the same all the time, whether the cameras were on him or not. I'm sorry, Melissa, were you going to say something?
No, well, they're actually touring right now, Morris Day and the Time.
Really?
They're
awesome.
Touring across one country, and they have four upcoming concerts.
That is awesome.
That's our country. They're here.
I would go see that show. I would definitely see that show. Word up. I just to hear Morris Day sing Word Up in real, like, I could leave right after that. Like, okay, I'm good. I got Word Up. I could leave.
Love that man.
Word up.
They'll be in Illinois in Des Plaines February 10th.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Team bonding trip? Team bonding trip?
And Detroit, Michigan on May 18th.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. One of my favorite actors and biggest influences of all time, Steve Buscemi, is 66 today. You don't even need me to tell you of roles of Steve Buscemi. You know who I'm talking
kind
about.
Kind of funny looking guy,
yeah,
as they say in Fargo. Yeah.
I literally love Steve Buscemi. If that man needed a kidney, I'd get it to him. I just appreciate his work so much. I think one of the most talented actors we've ever seen, one of the most versatile actors we've ever seen, comedy, drama, he can do it all.
He can do it all.
But,
he did a great villain in Con Air.
So good at Con Air. Everything I've never seen him do a bad role.
No.
I loved him
in Armageddon, though, too.
It's very good in Armageddon. Very good in Armageddon. What I appreciate so much about Steve Buscemi is something that I don't think a lot of people understand unless you have ever auditioned for something. And I don't even just mean professionally. I mean just auditioning, period. If you have, you understand the scrutiny that is on you when you are standing on that stage by yourself.
Right.
And if you do this professionally, you have to develop a Teflon skin. Not a thick skin, a Teflon skin for this industry.
Right off, yep.
I don't think I'm the ugliest guy you've ever seen. But I know going into every casting thing, okay, they're going to pick apart this. They're going to pick apart that. They're going to tear apart this. They're going to tear apart that. And I go into it knowing that. And I'm not even, I don't think, the most ugly guy you're ever going to see. I don't think Steve Buscemi is either, but Steve Buscemi is never going to be called classic handsome. He's never going to be called Hollywood handsome or anything.
Right.
Yet he has pushed and made it to this point in his career. When you are good enough, when you are talented enough, they can't get rid of you.
No.
That's something I learned from Steve Buscemi, and I carry with me everything I do in my career, mm-hmm. whether it's radio, acting, or anything. Be so good that they can't get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's Steve Buscemi to me in many, many ways.
Yep. And he can be. And he's proven it. He could be a leading man.
Yes.
Nucky Johnson.
Yeah.
Boardwalk Empire. He carried that show. Shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's done it in movies. He's his guest spot on The Sopranos is legend. Mm-hmm. Like legendary. It's some of the best TV acting I've ever seen. Like great actor. And incredibly funny. What's the one with him and Adam Sandler? He's got the cross eyes or whatever.
Was that Airheads?
No, he was great in Airheads though, him and Sandler. He's had so many great comedians.
I can't even remember all of them.
He's such a funny actor. He's good. Randy Owen is 74 today, singer for Alabama.
Oh, cool. Very nice.
And we just like back-to-back days with this. Another one of the greatest names in music history, Jeff Skunk Baxter is 75.
Great guitarist.
Can't talk about the Doobies without him. Doobie Brothers guitarist taking it to
Steely
the streets.
Dan.
Minute by minute. Thank you.
Yeah, he played a lot of guitar for them, too.
He learned everything he knows about guitar, basically. Like, a lot of it was self-taught, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
cool.
Pretty interesting. Maybe the greatest, the greatest physical comic of all time, I think. Or greatest, maybe the greatest physical actor of all time. Dick Van Dyke is 98 today.
Wow.
Those of us that grew up watching SNL and seeing Chevy Chase take these pratfalls as General Ford and these things, I used to laugh at that every time and all that. But I knew that he was just impersonating Dick Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had absolute control over his body. And if you go back and watch some of the episodes of the old Dick Van Dyke show, and he puts it on display, it's amazing. I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
Yeah, just one of my favorite TV actors of all, mm-hmm. just actors of all time. And still performing, still working, still acting whenever he can
old.
At 98. God bless him. The great Christopher Plummer, born in this day in 1929, passed away in 2021. Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, of course. Mm-hmm. General Chang in Star Trek VI. Mm-hmm. He replaced Kevin Spacey in All the Money in the World, I believe his last film. God, mm-hmm. Christopher Plummer was good.
What an actor. Oh, my gosh. So good. One of the best. Yep.
And Alvin C. York, born in the state in 1887, passed away in 1964.
Sergeant York.
Yes. Yep. True war hero. He captured 132 soldiers by himself during the First World War. After he shot 17 men with his rifle and 8 more with his pistol, the remaining Germans were just too demoralized to fight and surrender to this one man. Gary Cooper, of course, famously played him in the movie Sergeant York.
Sergeant York, yep.
One of Gary Cooper's greater performances.
Yes.
Saying something, too, as Gary Cooper, just like Mr. Steve Buscemi, never did a bad role.
One of the best ever. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if Gary Cooper. Yeah, I don't think Gary Cooper ever did a bad scene. That's a great movie too. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
And Steve Buscemi played Crazy Eyes in Mr. Deeds.
Ah, Mr. Deeds. That's what it was. I couldn't think. It's one of my favorite movies of Adam Sandler's because Winona Ryder's in it too. You know? great. It's a fun movie.
That's a fun movie.
As far as remakes go, that's one of my favorite remakes. No, I forgot the best part of it. John Turturro. John Turturro in it plays his butler, and he's so great. Oh, I love that movie.
By the way, you know who starred in the original Mr. Deeds Goes to Town? It was Gary Cooper.
It was Gary Cooper!
Yep.
Yeah, it all comes around. Yeah! Oh, that was fun. Very happy birthday to Judy over in Appleton, Pam's cousin. Have a happy birthday, Judy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dan. Happy mm-hmm. birthday to our qualifier, Ann Stainbrook. And a very happy birthday to Danny. Daenerys.
Yeah, happy birthday, Daenerys.
Everybody, happy birthday.
Yeah. And when they open their doors again tomorrow, head on over to Misty's Menu. They are waiting for you and wish them a great big happy day from all of us. They're at 9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around for your state and local news here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Does anybody else feel like during that song that you have to sing the backup vocals?
Yes.
He says Happy Holidays, Happy Holidays.
Like it's an answer song, yeah.
Yes, in the car, I have to answer him. I have to. It's Andy Williams, for God's
yeah.
sake. You got to answer
It's like
him
a
back.
Call and response.
It really is.
We are going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment now. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. But first... one thing we do around here is not shy away from, you know, intense topics. We don't put our heads in the sand. We face things. We try to give you a genuinely positive start to your day with serious comedy. We try to have some fun. But every once in a while, we got to dive into things that nobody really wants to talk about, that are a little uncomfortable. But it's important to make ourselves uncomfortable sometimes as we go farther along in society. There's just different things we got to face and talk about. And so I bring this to you, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Which way do you face in the shower? I know, it's
hard
weird.
Hitting.
It's uncomfortable, but these are the hard-hitting things that we...
Rip from the headlines.
Yep. There's a woman on TikTok right now creating a great debate about which way you face the way to face in the shower. It started when she found out that her mom faces the shower head, but she does the opposite. She showers with her back to the water. This created quite a bit of a controversy between the two of them.
Apparently.
And a mother-daughter fight ensued. Not a heavy one, and they're just having fun with it and everything.
Of course.
It's not... Unfortunately, sometimes with these debates, they do get a little out of hand. This one seems that they seem to be having fun with this and everything. Mm-hmm. So let's have some fun with it. Which way do you face, and why do you necessarily? Because that's the part they're not getting into, I think.
Ooh.
I'm all over in the shower. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know if I face one way or the other more than not. I'm not sure. Yeah,
don't you face both ways?
Yeah,
that's what I thought too. Like, are we missing something?
I really feel like we are because
Turn around in the shower. The gremlins might get you. You don't face the right way.
I really am curious of why you would just stay one way.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you wash your face if you only stand backwards in the shower?
Yeah, right. Or sometimes maybe you're sideways. I mean, that makes sense, you know, if you're washing one side, you know, and then you wash, you can do that too.
Turn around, that's, wash the other.
This seems like a whole lot of nothing right now.
It kind of does.
Really?
It kind of does.
I wash my front side in the shower and my back side in the bath.
Yep.
It takes me 6 hours to get clean.
I will say, because of my tattoo on my right arm, you know, you don't get it wet in the shower for a while, a couple days and everything. So when I finally did get the chance to finally take, because I was taking baths, when I finally got the chance to take a shower, I still try to keep my arm out of the shower head and everything. So you, my right side of my body, I'm trying to keep out of the shower while keeping my left body in there. And that is fun.
Body in, right body out.
You can't help but laugh at the silliness of yourself sometimes and the things that you're doing. Like trying to think, okay, if I raise my arm up, the water can't run down my arm. So you're sitting with your hand up like you're in class while you're in the shower.
Yeah, raising your hands. James Maloff.
And I did this to myself, by the way. I asked for them to do this to me.
You chose this.
In fact, you paid them to do
this. Right, exactly. I love that we do these things. I think of that only because of my poor mother and father having the hip surgeries over the last year, and they have not. They've had to do these things for other reasons.
You know? Right, exactly.
Not by choice.
I mean kind of, but not really. If you've ever broken your arm, you know how that just makes everything weird. Everything, stuff you completely took for granted, and now it's like, oh man, I got to figure out how to do this now. Yeah.
You know, being raised by the dad I was, this was not a machismo thing. It was something actually to protect me. My dad raised me not to be afraid of anything in life because everything has a weakness. You find the weakness, you could beat anything in life. That's with people as much as situations. I found my great fear, though. I found it through my mother and father. When my mom or dad would be taking a bath, oftentimes the other one wouldn't be able to help them if something happened in the bath.
Right.
So I was on the other side of the bathroom door just in case something happened. And nobody, I prayed a lot in my life. I don't know how hard I was praying. Please let nothing happen to them because I do not want to run in there when my mother needs me in the bathtub at 46. I don't need that. She doesn't need that. Nobody wants that. I've never been that kind of afraid before. Like, please let her be okay. Please let her be okay.
I mean,
can joke about this now because they're perfectly fine now.
But. Right. But no, that's true. I mean, it's not only that you don't want anything to happen, of course.
Right.
But at
the
same time, that's completely legit.
That's
like, no, please. Oh, please.
It's a genuine. Like, obviously, my first fear is something physically happening to them and then being hurt or anything.
Yeah.
But it's 1A, 1B. It's like, I don't want to see. They don't want that.
No one wants that. Woo. No.
Dodge a bullet there. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We got other fun things to get into on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone.
You poured the brandy, baby, dressed the tree. I got the table looking Christmassy. Wrapped up presents, lit all the lights up, it's true.
Little Michael Bublé to play us in and get the season right. Get that tone, that vibe going. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And we're joined right now by our great friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing. Every Wednesday, Phil joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. How's everybody doing today?
Doing all right. How
doing
you doing?
All right.
Yeah.
How's it
doing
going
good.
Over?
I like that.
How's it going at the shop,
Michael
Phil?
Bublé. Yeah, Michael Bublé is awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah. Great, great crooner, great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, how are things at the shop?
Oh, going well. You know, the elves are busy running around the shop getting ready for Christmas. So,
very cool.
No, it's going really well. Staying really busy. Again, a lot of end of the year things that people are trying to squish in and get out, and so we're running around as best as we can, getting everybody's work done on time.
Phil, what is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday?
Well, amongst all, I was trying to think of something today of amongst all the craziness and the joy that is Christmas, you know. But sometimes you need to slow down a little bit. So my word of the week is serene.
Ooh,
that's serene. A good one.
S-E-R-E-N-E. So a little bit of fun spelling with this one too. S-E-R-E-N-E, but it just means calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Which is a good prayer for everybody at Christmas time, I think.
Reduce
the stress. Right. Have a serene moment.
And around the world at this point in life here, too.
Yes.
A sky can also be considered serene. Mm-hmm. And I think we've got a pretty serene sky here in Rapids today. So that's kind of fitting, too, Phil.
That's cool.
That kind of fit.
Yeah, there you go. It's supposed to be a serene sky tonight, right? It's supposed to be a big meteor shower tonight.
Yeah. That's right.
So you can get out tonight and go watch the serene sky, I guess.
So. It all ties together. That's a great word. Nice reminder, too. I know a couple of our listeners, they try to incorporate the word into their day, like that I've talked to and stuff. So whenever you get us a word, Phil, they'll try to like find a way to fit it into conversations and stuff. This one, not only is that's not going to be difficult to do, you're going to want to include this one in your conversations. That's a good one. And maybe, maybe a reminder to people, too, to take a breath.
Yeah, we all need to do that. I mean, everybody gets a little busy and a little worked up, you know, for Christmas. But not just in home, but at work, too, because you try and squish some things in. So you can take some time off to be serene, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. But slow down. Life is good, right?
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Phil, you guys have made the area a little more serene with your coloring books. How has that been going, giving those away?
Oh, yeah, giving them out all over, which has been awesome. Brought a couple hundred over to the Boys and Girls Club the other day, and they have a huge Christmas party coming up, and that's what they used them for last year, too, and they have a big Christmas party, and they give one to all the kids, so that's really a cool feeling. Get them out to Therapies Plus yesterday. They work with children all the time, and they're a sponsor of the coloring books as well, so we make sure they get a bunch that they can give out to their kids they work with. So it's a great project, and I just am working on getting all the funds over to Terry. The United Way, we raised about $5,000. Because of this project. So we did a little fake picture the other day, but I could bring the real thing over.
When you try to cash those fake checks, it's awkward. They don't fit in the car very well.
That big pen you got to use, you know?
The poor people at the bank, you know? Not a lot of people go into banks anymore. I mean, you know, they don't get to see a lot of people. They see that walking in. It's like, oh, man.
And you can't do it in the drive through at all.
It's a real tough one. Trying to get that through the drive through window, that's really difficult. We appreciate you guys over there, Phil, doing this. And we want to show you guys have shown support to our community. We want to make sure to show that same support to you. Buy local, support local. Put into the businesses to put back into this community, everybody. Mm-hmm. I cannot stress this enough. You hear them advertise on our stations. You hear them throughout town. You see them during high school events advertising with local high schools and such. I work with these businesses. Our area is that much better because of them. Buy local, support local. Phil, one other thing that I want to get to, and I've been sitting on this, I want to put a challenge out to the community for next year.
Ooh.
Phil and the gang do an amazing job with this coloring book, and I imagine they'll probably be doing it again next year. But they can't do this alone. They need other businesses, other people to help with this and sponsor these coloring books. I want not only this next year, I want an adult coloring book for next year.
Ooh.
Same thing, all the same. My sister was in town this weekend, and my sister Jillian loves coloring, and she's a grown adult. She's a grown woman who is part cartoon character, and she loves coloring. She gave me this idea the last time she was in town when we were talking about this, and we know that there's lots of people out there that adults that like to color in coloring books, we also know, as we were just touching on with Serena, this time of year, everybody use a calm. Jillian does this to calm herself down when her two little boys are going, it's too much. Like she'll color with them, and she enjoys it. I think there is certainly a market for this.
Yeah,
absolutely,
no doubt.
I think it's something to and think of think of this. We may even be able to double the money we raise for the United Way and for other organizations.
How cool would
and
that
everything.
Be?
But this isn't. This does not fall on one person's shoulders or one business's shoulders. This is on all of our community. We need everybody to come together if we're going to do this. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm putting it out there.
No, thanks, James. Tracy, when she designed this, tries to put a few harder ones in there for adults.
Oh, that's good. That's smart of her. That was smart.
She does do that. And I want to say, too, I want to thank you guys for WRI and WFHR for stepping up and being a sponsor of Culling Books. I'm going to drop a couple off here within the day or two, too, over your place. So, while you guys are on the air and when there's commercials, you guys can color in between. Maybe.
Yes. Looking forward to it. One of these days, I'm going to be able to color inside the lines. One of these days. One of these days, I'm going to get it down, man.
Hey, you keep practicing,
James. You color outside the lines. Your purple clouds and your orange grass.
You're perfect the way you are.
Phil, we appreciate it.
I had a boss at the paper mill that didn't like to go to meetings, and he was the boss. And there was one big, long, boring one. He excused himself to go to the bathroom and never came back, right? I'm sitting in a meeting by myself that he's supposed to be in, and I got one of my best texts I ever got. And he said, Phil, someday I'll want to sit in long, boring meetings. Today is not that day. I'm down at the corner getting something to eat.
That's hilarious.
That was
in fact.
I never forgot that.
That's nice.
That's good.
Like you, James. Today is not that day.
Today is not that day.
But today is a good day to visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Get on over there. They're 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow along on their Facebook page and follow them on social media. And drive past the building whenever you get a chance to. They do a great job with that sign. Just great stuff going on over at Quality Plus. Encourage you to head on over there. Phil, thanks so much for the time.
Okay, come see the play this weekend, right?
Yes.
Oh, and the play,
Yes.
I've got tickets for Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
It went good the first couple of nights, but come on over. It's a great play. You'll like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got that in our feel-good, our good stories of the day. We're definitely going to be touching on that, but get to wrctheater.org right now and get your tickets for A Candle in the Window coming back this week, 14th, 15th, 16th, 7 o'clock shows on December 16th. You got the 2 o'clock matinee. Appreciate you, Phil. Have a great day.
Yep. Take care, you guys.
You too. Happy holidays to you and yours. Thanks, Phil. We appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus. Be sure to check out all their printing needs. Get them from Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. Getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes, indeed.
Got a couple topics to touch on before we get to the top of the hour. Thought this one was interesting. The pandemic and working from home have added to this a little bit, but this is a trend that has been going in this direction for a while, and I'm saying this as knowing nothing about it. Ooh. I'm just from the people in my life and from the statistics I have seen. How many women wear makeup these days? A new study found you're more likely to say you never wear it than you wear it every day. Only 19% of women wear makeup daily now. That's and 26% never do. Another 19% said a few times a week, but the most popular response was a few times a month with 21% of the vote. The most commonly used type of makeup is a mascara with 46%. Lipstick and lip gloss is the follow, followed by eyeliner and eyeshadow.
Mm.
Now I'm going to stop talking and let the one woman on the show actually talk.
I'd say that sounds accurate. I'm going to wear one thing, it's mascara.
Okay.
Two things, it's usually mascara and eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always have lipstick on me.
Oh.
Like tinted lip gloss, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or chapstick.
You know, that's
interesting.
I don't wear it every day.
That tracks with what Beth usually does. Mm-hmm. Very similar to that, just a little bit, you know, maybe for the day kind of thing. Just do that kind of thing. I always tease her when she wears lipstick because, A, I hate lipstick, and I don't want to kiss her when she's wearing lipstick. But it's always so noticeable because she never wears it except for, you know, on special occasions. And then it's like, oh, you're wearing lipstick. Don't kiss me.
kiss me.
So, Melissa, is the you hear these stats about the amount of times a woman wears makeup a week and these things? Do you get any react? What is your reaction from that?
I think it sounds pretty accurate. There was a lot of time, I would say, when I was, I want to say, like, I don't know, a decade ago or so, where I was very anti makeup. I really only wore it on stage. Never really wore it when I was not on stage. And when I worked at the Toma High School for the first probably 4 years that I worked there, I didn't wear any makeup at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I focused more on the clothes I was wearing and my hair. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted teenage girls to feel like they can look like themselves and be beautiful without having to necessarily put on a mask of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Like their faces are gorgeous just the way they are.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to feel like you've got to put on globs of stuff on your face.
Yeah.
So that you're acceptable in society.
Yeah, exactly.
The way that media and social media is pushing, or has in the past pushed so hard. There's been a change, I would say, here in the recent past of more celebrities going without makeup or saying, hey, guess what? You know what? This is my face.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't look at me.
Right on. Yeah.
Yeah.
The most common reason women doll themselves up is not for you, men.
No kidding.
It is to give themselves a confidence boost, according to this article. And I think most of us understood that. Mm-hmm. If you've really talked to a woman and listened to her before, I would think that you've understood that already. But special occasions ranked second. The poll also asked how long it usually takes to do your makeup. The number one answer was less than 10 minutes. 11% said up to an hour, and 2% said longer than that.
Hmm. That's really cool.
Only for stage would I spend more than an hour on my face. Only.
Right, right. I like the idea of you know, just wearing makeup. There's no societal pressure. It's just because you want to. You know, yeah. I'm not against makeup. You know, it's whatever you want to do kind of thing.
I think it has its place.
Yeah, exactly. So if that's what you want to do, you know, I got to say that because my sister is one of those. She loves putting on makeup and she puts on. Well, she puts on some interesting combinations and colors her hair to match. Nice. But that's my sister. Like your
but
sister,
that's
James.
Self-expression,
cartoony.
You know?
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah, that's part of who she is.
And,
right.
And that's also perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it all comes down to what do you want?
Exactly.
What makes you feel better about yourself, feels more confident about yourself? If it's along those lines, then all right, go
for it.
Go for it. But I do like the idea of us getting what Melissa was touching on there about younger women feeling more confident and not needing it necessarily. I hope that's the direction our society is going in. And
I agree.
hope that the makeup companies will be okay. They're going to find a way. They'll be all right.
Well, it would be nice if they would make healthy makeup.
That too,
I mean, and historically, if you look at what women have used for makeup throughout the ages.
Literal poison.
Poison.
Yeah.
Yep. Hasn't always been the best. But, you know, we're moving in a better direction. But definitely to, as self-expression, not because you feel pressured by society.
Between you know, the things that we have done to, especially in Asian cultures, to women's feet, to girdles, to makeup, like I really feel like as a society we all have to agree, like whatever women want to do going forward, it's cool. Like
whatever
you want to do, it's fine. It's fine.
As long as it's your choice.
Exactly.
Like I feel like we owe, at the very least, we owe that much.
Exactly.
I want to wrap up the hour. Like we're going to wrap up the next hour with a good story, and we got a nice little Christmas card from our friends over in Rudolph.
Oh!
I'm going to read this real quick. As a little girl climbed onto Santa's lap, he asked the usual, and what would you like for Christmas? And she stared at him open-mouthed and horrified. Didn't you get my email? It's a great line.
That's awesome.
Great. That's hilarious. That's really
wonderful.
Good. May the spirit of Christmas find a home in your heart. And then she added the extra S on there, hearts.
Thank you.
Best wishes from Rudolph. Man, we love our friends in Rudolph.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this, you guys. That was very sweet.
That's a very fun story, yes.
That is so good. That is so great. I love the idea of kids nowadays, like your moms and dads. So give me your Christmas wish list. I already sent it.
Santa's got it, man.
I got it. Santa.
Did you get my text?
Santa@gmail.com. Or no, it would be Santa45.
Yeah.
Santa wouldn't get the first email.
He didn't get it first. No. It's like you should have CC'd me, you know, because I want to know what.
You know what happened too. All the elves were like, "Oh, Santa's gonna. Oh, we're gonna get it first." Like a bunch of elves grabbed the first like dozen Santa names and everything, so they could.
Gotta pay us, Santa. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Next hour, we're gonna kick things off with some entertainment news. Gonna get into some of that. We got a good one there. And got some other stories we're going to get into as well. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR locally. Oh, wait a minute. I'm doing weird.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.